Austinite Alicia Foster and her partner were in the Austin airport yesterday morning when they heard the news about the Supreme Court's ruling.
It was very emotional. We both, I looked at her and she had tears in her eyes and I had tears streaming down my face, and we just hugged and cried and laughed and just got excited about, you know, being able to get married and not feel like it's a play marriage kind of thing, you know, kind of like playing house.
Foster grew up in Texas, but she and her partner are moving to Washington in September. Same-sex marriage is legal there.
Someone who lives in a state that recognizes same-sex marriages and you know, provides pay benefits towards that.
In 2005, Texas voters approved a constitutional amendment banning same-sex marriage. Still, UT law professor Carrie Franklin says yesterday's decision was a major step forward for same-sex marriage.
We're talking big benefits, immigration benefits, tax benefits. It's going to have to be decided pretty soon whether these Texas couples that got married elsewhere are going to be eligible for those kind of federal benefits.
Franklin says it's up to the federal government to decide how it wants to recognize same-sex couples who are legally married but live in states that don't recognize that marriage.
It could be the Obama administration could issue an executive order saying the federal government is going to recognize same-sex couples for all federal purposes. It may be that an executive order can't reach all the different laws. It may be that agencies are going to have to issue new regulations.
Although same-sex marriage isn't recognized in Texas, the state still played a large role in the legal history of the issue. In 2003, the Supreme Court struck down a Texas law banning sodomy, effectively legalizing same-sex sexual activity across the country. That case, Lawrence v. Texas, was decided exactly 10 years ago yesterday. Franklin says that case paved the way for same-sex marriage.
That was an absolutely pivotal case. It was written by Justice Kennedy, and it was the first time that he talked about equality and liberty and the importance of those values in the lives of gay people, and the way that legal restrictions that discriminate against gay people entrench on the Constitution.
Justice Kennedy also wrote yesterday's opinion striking down the Defense of Marriage Act. In a conference call yesterday, U.S. Senator John Cornyn said he doesn't think the Supreme Court's decision will lead to any changes in Texas.
There will remain many states that will choose traditional marriage, including Texas, and that is certainly fine with me.
But law professor Carrie Franklin thinks same-sex marriage will be legal sooner than people think.
The social change on this front has been unbelievably rapid. No one in the 1980s would have predicted that we are, or even the 1990s, would have predicted that we would be here in 2013 having a decision like this come down from the Supreme Court. And I think it will be probably within the next generation that same-sex marriage will come to Texas.
Right now, same-sex marriage is legal in 12 states and the District of Columbia. Kate McGee, KUT News.